This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 35, and today's devotion is titled, Cleaning the Stove. Cleaning the Stove. Our scripture memory for today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. It says, "So let us celebrate the festival, not by eating the old bread of wickedness and evil, but by eating the new bread of purity and truth." Today we're going to be talking about how to clean the stove. But first, let's think about our memory verse for today. As Christians, when we give our lives to Christ, there's a process of putting away the old and taking hold of the new. We need to let go of those things that were part of our life that lead us to wickedness and embrace those things that are pure and true. Our home should be a haven of truth for our family. Are there things in your home or things that you do that would lead your family away from Jesus? You know, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light. We are called to live a righteous and holy life. Because we are sinful by nature, there are going to be times when we make bad choices. But each day we need to strive to do better, to show our families that there is a better way. And it's okay to tell your children or your husband that you were wrong, that you're sorry, so they know, so that they learn to repent to the Lord. I want to encourage you today to let go of those things in your life that are wicked and evil and eat the bread of truth. And the only way that we can put off wickedness is through prayer and study and following Christ, asking Him to help us in those places that we struggle each and every day. Okay, so let's look at how to clean the stove. Again, this is one of those mundane tasks that needs to be done on a regular basis so that your kitchen stays clean. I can't say I enjoy cleaning the stove or the oven, but it does need to be done. And we can do it with a cheerful spirit and willing hands. Each day when you go to cook in the kitchen, make sure, first of all, that your stovetop is clean. Cooking on a dirty stove will just make scrubbing it worse later. But if you've been going to bed each evening with a clean kitchen and tidying up the kitchen after each meal, this should be easy. While you're cooking, be sure to wipe up any spills immediately, as long as it's safe. For baked on food and grease, you can use a mild abrasive such as Barkeeper's Friend. And like I said, always wipe down the stove top as part of your daily kitchen routine. On a weekly basis, the stove top needs to be cleaned. You can take, if you have an electric stove or a gas burner, you want to remove the burners or the burner grates and the drip pans. You can place the grates and drip pans in the sink, spray with a fume-free oven cleaner or other heavy-duty cleaner, and let soak. Now, if you have enameled drip pans, be sure you check with the manufacturer to make sure that you're using the right type of cleaner for your drip pans. The stainless steel ones can be sprayed with an oven cleaner or even soaked in a paste of baking soda and vinegar. Remove any excess food crumbs or spills. Using a mild abrasive, again, such as Barkeeper's Friend, which is one of my favorites, Sprinkle the powder over the baked-on grease. This is often found around the edges of the drip pans. Wet a sponge or other cleaning cloth. Squeeze out most of the moisture so it's not dripping wet, but leave it very damp. Begin scrubbing until the moisture is gone, and then rinse and repeat as you need until the stovetop is clean. Using a clean cloth or sponge, wipe down the entire outside of the stove, as well as under the knobs. Raise the stovetop to clean underneath, and proceed in a similar fashion until the underside is clean. You can line the underside of your stove with aluminum foil to prevent this step in the future. If you have already been lining your stove with foil, simply replace it with fresh foil and then lower the stovetop. Using hot sudsy water and your cleaning cloth or sponge, wipe the walls and cabinets around the stove to remove food and grease splatters. Fill the sink with hot water and scrub drip pans and or gas burner grates, and then rinse. After the drip pans or grates are dry, return them to the stove. And then finally, you're going to wipe the electric burners while cool with a damp cloth and return to the stove. Now, if you have a glass top stove, to clean any grime that is burnt on, you're going to fill your sink with hot sudsy water and soak a cleaning cloth in the water. Initially, wipe down the stovetop to remove the excess dirt and grime. Sprinkle a generous amount of baking soda over your glass stovetop in the area that needs to be cleaned. Squeeze out your cleaning cloth so that it's not sopping wet. You don't want it to be super squeezed out, but just not dripping wet. Lay the cloth over the baking soda and set the timer for 15 minutes. Then you're going to come back and scrub the top of your stove with the cleaning cloth using the baking soda as a gentle abrasive. You can rinse and repeat as needed until your glass stovetop is shining. Now, if all of that elbow grease doesn't get everything off, you can very gently use a razor blade or an X-Acto knife to clean your stove, but you need to be careful you don't scratch it. And again, by wiping up spills as soon as possible when you're cooking and not cooking food at a high heat so they splatter all over your stove is going to help in the long run keep your stove clean and looking its best. Now for cleaning the oven weekly. Now if you have a self-cleaning oven, be sure to follow your manufacturer's instructions for cleaning. Don't use commercial cleaning products in these types of ovens. Now, if you have a regular oven, you can use a good commercial oven cleaner. The fume-free ones are more pleasant to use, but be careful not to breathe the fumes and wear a dust mask if you feel like you need to. Evenly coat the entire surface of the oven with the oven cleaner and allow it to soak for the recommended amount of time. Wearing rubber gloves, wipe out the oven using paper towels or an old rag. Use a damp cloth and wipe out the stove to remove leftover residue. The other option would be to generously put a layer of baking soda in the bottom of your oven, spritz it with white vinegar, and let it set for a little while. You can also turn on your oven to 350 degrees and place a pan with some water and orange peels or lemon peels inside. Let it bake for about 20 minutes, then turn off the oven and let it cool. And as soon as it's cool enough for you to clean without burning yourself, go ahead and wipe out the oven. You know, cleaning out the oven is a lot easier if we do it on a regular basis. And it's kind of like cleaning out the dirt from our soles. Sometimes it takes a little bit of elbow grease. We have to work really hard to get cleaned up inside. But it's always easier if we maintain a strong relationship with Jesus Christ and seek Him out every day. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for your love and grace and mercy. Lord, give us willing hearts and willing hands. Help us to be like the virtuous woman of Proverbs 31. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray, amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Mopping the Floor and More.